Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Afghanistan, Pakistan. The political decision to leave behind Afghanistan and its troubled border region with Pakistan does not in any way solve the crisis. So I welcome Bill Raggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, a senior fellow, and Hussein Haqqani of the Hudson Institute, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States. Al-Qaeda leads the storytelling because Guantanamo is still a containment of Al-Qaeda operatives from decades ago. And yet, Bill, I start with you because there's been a release from Guantanamo. Approximately how many are still there? And this release, the story I saw is the man now repents his activity. Who did they release and how many are left? Good evening, Bill.
Good evening, John. Yes, I believe there are 33 detainees who are still held at Guantanamo. These are all high-value targets. They just released an individual known as Majid Khan. He was a courier for Al-Qaeda. He worked with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, of course, who was the planner of Al-Qaeda attack on 9/11, of course. The U.S. is sending Khan to Belize, which, of course, is in South America. Now, you can say that he will be out of the game, that he won't have any link to jihadists, but that's not necessarily true. Specifically for his role as a facilitator, there is still much that he could do. Al-Qaeda does have a network in South America. And how do we know that he won't be able to leave the country? I haven't heard the number of what the recidivism rate is for detainees released from Guantanamo. Years ago, the U.S. Department of Defense estimated that number at around 30%. And I would always say that's the best case estimate. So that'd be 30% of those we released from Guantanamo were turning to fight with Al-Qaeda or other jihadist groups. I always said that number was likely far higher. You probably could double that number based on what I've seen. But again, that was the known. We're at the point with Guantanamo now where these are committed individuals who I don't believe we can release and they're not going to return to the fight. Someone like Majid Khan, he's going to talk a good game and tell us that he's not returning to the jihad. But given where he's going and who he is, he participated in numerous terrorist plots in the past. I sincerely doubt that he's just going to remain sit on the sidelines.
So Al-Qaeda is still at Guantanamo, and as of now, I do not see a news story that the Biden administration plans to move forward with the trials or release all of these or any decision at all. Is there anything from the White House that says what the status is now and what will be a year from now?
We get very little information on what's happening with Guantanamo. The White House, if it was up to the White House, it would release just about everyone except for the individuals directly implicated in 9/11. Over three successive administrations, it seems like the policy, actually, even during the Bush administration, the desire was just to close Guantanamo. Guantanamo was one of the biggest failures in the war on terror. These individuals should have been tried in a military tribunal. This should have happened well over a decade ago, but instead the U.S. military, the U.S. government allowed this to be tied up in courts, and these individuals have become heroes because of it.
Mr. Ambassador, the report from Islamabad, Pakistan confirmed that it skipped this week's Russia-hosted multilateral consultations on Afghanistan, suggesting there are other forums in which it can be more effective to contribute to the Afghan peace process. The regional countries attending China, India, Iran, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Pakistan, Uzbekistan, in Moscow, in this vast circular table. On one side, Vladimir Putin sitting by himself. On the other side, representatives of the countries I just read through. What is your measure of this consultation in Moscow, given the facts of the matter that Russia's in a war with NATO?
Well, at this moment, I don't think Russia can play much of a role. It just wants to be seen as playing a role in Afghanistan. It wants to be seen as a global power. And I think that's it is one of Pakistan's better decisions not to go to this meeting. India participated, and they did that because they want to still be that country that balances between the United States and Russia and even China. So, I think that the purpose was essentially to show to everybody that we are still in the game. And I don't think that there will be much that will come out of this particular meeting, except a lot of hot air.
The puzzle about Russia hosting the meeting, I had not focused on this. What is the presumption that Russia can contribute in any fashion in Afghanistan? Does it have troops in Afghanistan? Does it have cordial relations with the Taliban? Do we know?
None of the above, but it did develop a relationship with the Taliban as it became obvious that the Americans were contemplating withdrawal. Russians started developing ties with the Taliban in anticipation of an American withdrawal. Look, Russia's strategy in the greater Middle East has been very simple. Its strategy is drive the Americans out and then show up. And that's exactly what they're doing. So the Americans, who actually went along with it and said, we don't really have a major interest in Afghanistan, who cares, let's just get out. They, of course, are already regretting, and the rest of them will regret it as time goes by. Earlier, when Bill was talking about Majid Khan, who is from Pakistan and who has been set free from Guantanamo, he has been set up in Belize in Central America. Now, the assumption is that because he's going to be in Central America, and Belize is very far from much of the Muslim world, there's hardly any Muslims there, therefore he won't be able to connect with his network and go back to what he was doing. But I think if I were the U.S. government, I would still keep an eye and make sure that there is no sort of return to what was happening before. Look, all these extremist groups, they are ideologically motivated. I keep reminding Americans that it's a mistake to think that they are just like us, and all they want is three square meals for the family and a nice car, and a grand Christmas party and a good birthday party for the grandchild. People with different beliefs must be understood. Their beliefs must be understood. And while I'm not one of those who believes that people should be endlessly punished for something they've done wrong, it should be through due process. I think it was a mistake, as Bill said, to keep these matters pending. But there, I think the intelligence community insisted that if these people are put on trial, then our intelligence sources and methods would become compromised. So that's the reason why Guantanamo became such a long ordeal. But now that people are being set free from there, care has to be taken that there will not be a reorganization, because that's what we saw in Pakistan and Afghanistan. Everybody who has been set free from prisons has ended up becoming active again in one group or another.
What's life like in Kabul? A story in the Washington Post, very sad story, tells us something of what it is to live under the Taliban. In a startling echo of the chaotic scenes that followed the Taliban takeover 18 months ago, several thousand Afghans rushed toward the airport in the capital in these last days after rumors spread that planes were taking volunteers to Turkey to help with earthquake relief. Bill, help me with this story. It appears in the lead, this is the Washington Post, that just the rumor that there's a plane flight out of here led people to grab everything they have, the money they have, the children they have, and rush to the airport in hopes to go to a disaster zone where there's no water, no communication, thousands are dead. Is that the way to interpret this story, Bill?
I don't think you could interpret it any other way, John. That is exactly what happened here. The Afghan people, the thousands who rushed to the airport, love their Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan so much, but as you astutely noted, they wanted to go to a disaster zone to escape it. If this doesn't tell you how horrific things are in Afghanistan, how desperate the Afghan people are, I don't know what will. I mean, Afghanistan is an absolute disaster for the Afghan people, that a mere rumor causes thousands to pack everything up and flood the airport, knowing that there's Taliban there and that they could possibly be rounded up as I hope the Taliban weren't taking names of those two. But that's the risk that they're willing to take in order to, based on a rumor, to escape Afghanistan.
Bill Rajo is a senior fellow of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Hossein Haqqani, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States. When we come back, the former Prime Minister Imran Khan is commenting on terrorism and security in Pakistan, looking for political advantage. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly everything seems darker, less lively, and you lose your motivation to get out of bed.
If you struggle with depression, you're not alone. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, and no matter the time of year, it may affect your behavioral or physical ability to live a happy life.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you're going through, and we're here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental wellness.
If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. You know that moment when you're in your stylist chair and you're describing your dream hair like it's a Pinterest board come to life, but you have zero idea how to make it happen at home? That is my Roman Empire. But Amiga totally gets it. Their clean, vegan, cruelty-free, clinically proven formulas are why stylists swear by them. I'm obsessed with the Wizard Detangling Primer. It's like a magic spell for my hair. For a limited time, save 15% off your order with code FAMOUS15 on loveamika.com. Restrictions may apply.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.